This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Scirocco Dunlap is a writer and performer, and she's got a few words for us about the miraculous benefits, the truly miraculous benefits, of coconut oil.
Coconut oil changed my life, and also my genetic coding. I had heard that coconut oil was a natural wonder, and I'm all for anything that doesn't contain gluten, but I couldn't have known how big an impact this little oil would have on me. One night, while simultaneously drinking and bathing in a vat of coconut oil, I opened my eyes. What do you think happened? Did coconut oil get in my eyes? Yes. Was it extremely painful? Yes again. Did it make my vision superhuman? You nailed it. Within seconds, I was able to see three galaxies away to a planet named Gehen. A few dabs of coconut oil in my ears, and I could hear the ghosts of all my ancestors.
"You're fabulous,"
they whispered.
"The triumph of our bloodline."
Can you believe that I got this stuff at Trader Joe's? When I finally climbed out of the vat, it barely came as a surprise that my sense of time was no longer linear. I could see the past and the future. And the future looked grim, friends. There I was, a few weeks older, and on a bad date. Fortunately, my powers were still growing, and I was developing a beta form of completely organic, sulfate-free mind control. So I stepped forward in time and implanted the idea in that man's mind to swipe left on my Tinder profile. But don't worry, ladies, I also made him immediately regret it. On my way home, I stopped at a nearby children's hospital and cured every child with a dropper full of coconut oil. It was so nice and so easy. I'm confused why people don't do this more often. Probably because of Monsanto. Wanting to get just a little bit more out of the coconut oil that was now swimming through my synaptic gaps, I thought, hey, why not inject this like heroin? I'm no stranger to the dragon, but that addiction has been cured. With heaping spoonfuls of coconut oil, of course. So into my veins the oil went. Within seconds, I mind-melded with every being in the multiverse. I am everyone and everything, and my power and ability go beyond anything you know. I am the spoon. No, that's absurd. I am the biodegradable spoon. Now, as my atoms float through the galaxy, I ponder existence with the knowledge of all that's ever been, and consider the benefits I've received from going natural. Life can be so amazing when you aren't restricted by advertisers, big business, or physics. All in all, I highly recommend buying a jar of coconut oil and getting all these benefits for yourself. Don't put that on your face, though, because you'll break out like crazy.
The miraculous benefits of coconut oil. Please ask your doctor before you use it, okay? We're not giving out medical advice here. It's just a story, and it's written and performed by Scirocco Dunlap. You can find all her pieces for The New Yorker at newyorkerradio.org.